Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. In today's training, I want to talk about my system for building my network marketing business. Now, I'm a big fan of systems. A system is simply a standard documented way of doing something. If you look at any successful business in any industry, they have systems in their business. Why? Because people tend to mess things up. We do things our own way. And what I have found is when you have a system, everyone has to do it a certain way. You know exactly what you're doing. It keeps you on point. It keeps you on track. And it just makes life a whole lot easier. So first and foremost, in network marketing, there are many different ways to build a business. It's important to say that. If you interviewed 100 top earners, you would find 100 different ways to build a business. What ultimately matters is that you find a way that works for you. Now, there are some people say that it doesn't matter what you do, it's what duplicates. And I just don't believe that, because no matter what system you have in your business, most people are not going to follow it. 9 out of 10 people, they're not going to do anything at all, even if you have a perfect system. So what's more important is that you find a system that works for you, and you teach your serious team members how to come up with a system that works for them. Now, when I started network marketing back in 2002, I did the business the traditional way. I made a list of everyone I know. I chased people at shopping malls, the 3-foot rule. And I was miserable doing that. I did pretty good with that. I wouldn't say I didn't become a top earner doing that, but I made some money. I was making a couple thousand a month at one point by doing that, but I hated it. Why? I'm naturally more of a loner. I'm more to myself. I'm more introverted, and I'd rather not talk to people if I don't have to. I know if you're an extrovert, that probably sounds crazy to you. You probably love approaching strangers and calling people and talking to people. I don't enjoy that. So I knew that if I was ever going to be successful in the industry, and I've always loved the industry, I would have to come up with a system that works for me. Didn't matter if it worked for someone else. I had to have something that worked for me. And so I came up with a system, and that's what I want to talk about today. But first, I want to just tell you my mindset about building a business. And what you see in front of you here, this is my website, onlinemlmcommunity.com. This is basically my life's work. I have built this huge website to help people in the industry. But I think about my business different than most people in the industry. And there's not really a right way or a wrong way to think about your business. Your business is your business. But this is how I think about my business. I'm an entrepreneur first. I'm a marketer second. And I'm a network marketer third. So I'm an entrepreneur first, a marketer second, a network marketer third. My MLM income will always be one income stream of many in my business. I only promote one MLM company, but my MLM income is just one of several income streams in my business. I build my business 100% online. I only talk to people who contact me first. I don't call or contact or approach anyone. I don't chase people, bug people, pressure people, prospect people, or cold call people. I don't like hype, hard selling, deception, or pressure. I don't do home parties, meetings, three-way calls. I don't even meet with people face-to-face. I have 3 to 5 really good income streams and about 30 total income streams in my business, with my network marketing company being one of those income streams. I make money whether people join my team or not, because I have multiple streams of income. My blog is my hub of operations. Think of it as my online store or my digital footprint. And I focus 100% of my time, money, and energy on building my email list, which is my real asset, my real business. And I spend about 3 hours a day to grow my business. The purpose of my blog is to build my email list. Everything that I do for my marketing is to build my email list. My email list is my real business. All of my income comes from the people on my email list. Everything I do is to get people into my email list. So that's how I think about my business. So when I share my system with you now, you're going to understand that. But before I do that, this is what I want to encourage you to do. Think about what you want your business to be like. Kind of reverse engineer your business. Start with the end and break it down and go backwards. And create a business that you're actually going to enjoy. Create a business that's going to work for you. Now, my blueprint is just what works for me. Yours might be completely different, but write it down, take pen to paper, and figure out, what do you want your business to look like? How do you want to spend your time? How do you want to build your business? What are the things that you want to do each day? How much time can you commit to it? What are your certain basic skills that you're good at? These are important questions, because this is going to dictate how you build your business and how you set up your system. So let's get into it. Let's talk about my system. So my system starts with my blog. So I have a blog online that I created. I got into building websites around 2010. I started this blog in 2013. So it's been just over about 10 and a half years now that I've had this blog. Think of my blog as my footprint, my digital footprint. It's my online store. It's my base of operations. So when I have my blog, what I do is I use attraction marketing as a big component of my system. My goal is to educate, train, teach, entertain people about network marketing. I do that through written articles on my website. There's about 1,300 articles. I've got almost 1,000 podcasts. I've got several hundred videos. All of those pieces of content are designed to get people to get onto my email list. So I create content. Some people call it content marketing, through my blog, through my podcast, through my videos, through LinkedIn, through different places I have content. All that content drives people back to my website and gets them onto my email list, which is what I want to do. And then what I do is I email my list 5-6 times a week. And what I do with that is I provide value. I teach, I train, I coach, I share what's working, I share what's not working. I talk about successes, I talk about failures. I try to provide value to my audience. By doing that, I build up that like, know, and trust. All of the content I create and all of the emails I send are designed to build up like, know, and trust, because people only buy from people that they like, know, and trust. So that's my goal. That's what I do. I create content like crazy to get people onto my email list. I'm at the point now, after 10 years, I really don't have to write a lot more articles. I've got about, I think, 1,300 articles on this website. Like I said, about 1,000 podcasts, several hundred videos. But what I do every day is I just create at least one or two new pieces of content on one of those three platforms. And all of that sends people back to my website and gets them onto my email list. So this is what I do at this point for my daily routine. I will tell you, my routine has evolved. As you set up your own system, your routine is going to evolve too. What you do initially might not be what you do after 4 or 5 years. But this is what I do Monday through Friday for my networking business. I try to mail 10 to 20 postcards. I post on Facebook. I do a story, a timeline post, and a reel. I update my team's Facebook group. I try to edit one old blog post daily, an article on this blog, I update it. I send an email to my list every day, Monday through Friday. I publish at least one new piece of content every day of the week, either on video, podcast, PowerPoint, article, or a blog post. And then I monitor and place ads every day. And this takes me about 2 to 3 hours per day to do Monday through Friday. I've refined my routine. I constantly tweak it and improve it. Probably this time next year, it'll be a little bit different than what I'm doing now. And the same is going to hold true for you. So everything really revolves around my email list. And no matter what type of system that you create for your network marketing business, it's imperative that you have an email list. I cannot stress this enough. If you get nothing else out of this video, start building an email list for your business. Now, this does not mean you're just messaging thousands of people you don't know. This is where you have a form, an autoresponder. People are opting in to receive emails from you, and you are sending them broadcast and follow-up messages several times per week. The money is in the list. If you have a list of people who like, know, and trust you, it is like having your own ATM machine. And every time you send out an email, you can make money. That's what I do. That's what my mentors do. And the people who are on my email list, some of them join my business. Most do not. I am a top recruiter, so I do recruit lots of people. I've recruited probably between 15 and 20,000 people personally in the last 10 years. So recruiting is definitely my strong point, but it's all from my email list. But most people who join my email list do not join my business. But big but, Some of them buy an ebook that I wrote. Some of them buy advertising from me. Some of them buy leads. Some of them buy a book that I recommend or an affiliate product that I recommend. And this is how I generate my multiple streams of income. I only do one MLM, but I have those other income streams that I can offer people through my list, and they can pick and decide which ones that they want to pursue. So these are some of my income streams. Right now, I've got about, I would say, somewhere between 30 and 40 income streams from this website and for my network marketing business. If you were looking at all my online businesses, I have about 50 income streams. But for network marketing, there's about 30 and about 3 to 5 really good ones. I have my MLM company. I have different solo ads that I sell as an affiliate. I sell advertising. I'm an Amazon affiliate. I have a bunch of my own information products and reports that I created that I sell. A lot of tools that I sell. Website hosting, domains, lots of different things. What I try to do is I try to ask myself, what type of tools, resources, books, systems would be of value to the people that I'm trying to reach, that I could offer them, that it can help them solve a problem, and it can also provide an income stream for me. So hopefully that makes sense to you. So I'm always adding new income streams. I'm replacing ones that don't convert well. Sometimes affiliate programs go away. That's okay. But what I do is I always try to have 3 to 5 really good income streams, with my MLM company usually being my biggest income stream, but not always. I've got some really good affiliate programs that I do very well with. So this is the beauty of multiple streams of income. If one dries up, you can replace it with something else. Also, it takes a while in an MLM company to build a big income. So it helps if you have other income streams when you're getting started, that you can also make money from people who are not interested in joining your business. So this is the 4-step process that I use for my system. If I had to break it down into steps, number one, I focus on building an email list. So you have to pick who your target market's going to be, and then everything you do should be designed around getting people in that target market, in your target market, onto your email list through attraction marketing, through content marketing, through paid advertising. As people get on my email list, I build a relationship with them by communicating with them frequently through email. I send emails that offer value to my subscribers. In addition to doing that, I offer products and services that will benefit people on my email list, which gives me multiple streams of income. Now, of course, some of those people join my business. Most do not, but some do. And then finally, I interact with people who reach out to me. So as these emails go out, some people reply to the emails. Some people go and sign up on their own. Some people text me or call me. I just reply to people who inbound call me or inbound contact me rather than me doing outbound contacting. So if I was to put all this in perspective, I will tell you this. It wasn't easy. Nothing was handed to me, and my success was not instantaneous. In fact, I failed miserably for years. And what I have found is people have to be focused and they have to stick with something. So I'm glad that I stuck with it. That's why I eventually figured it out. When I started, I did not know what I was doing. I did figure it out through trial and error and making a ton of mistakes. But it's been very good for me. And I've become a top earner because I finally built a system that worked for me. And I hope to inspire you to build a system that works for you. And here's what I want you to understand. Everyone is different. If you have 100 people on your team, what works for one person is probably not going to work for the other 99. So forcing everyone on your team to use one system, I think it's crazy. I think it's idiotic. Because, yeah, for a very select 1 or 2 or 3% of the people on your team, that system might work for them. But what about all the other people? I believe that as a good sponsor, it's your job to help your new team member come up with a system that's going to work for them. Now, I chose the online approach because I got tired of chasing people. I got tired of house parties, home meetings, hotel meetings, driving around town trying to meet people. I didn't want to do any of that. Here's the truth. Everybody is glued to their phone. Why not leverage the internet and tap into some of those people? Plus, I wanted something that worked for me 24/7, even while I was on vacation. I also wanted something that was an asset that I could eventually sell one day if I choose to, or if I chose to. And that's what I've built in my business. Would my system work for you? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. I don't know what your personality is. I don't know what your skill set is, but I do know this. You do need to have a system for your business that will work for you. So let's just talk real quick about creating your own system. If you want to be successful in this industry, you got to have a system to generate leads. You got to have a system to launch your new distributors and train your new people. Those are the two basic systems that you need so that people can learn the basic skills, they can get started right, and they can have a steady flow of leads coming into their business. You could have a postcard system. You could have a podcasting system. You could use YouTube as your system, classified ads, Facebook. But there's really four components that you need. It doesn't matter what your system is. You need a lead capture system. You need a follow-up system. You need a way to generate traffic, and you need multiple streams of income. So how are you going to capture leads? You got to have an autoresponder and a capture page. How are you going to follow up with people? You do that through an autoresponder. How are you going to generate traffic? That's going to be either your podcasting, postcards, YouTube, classified ads, Facebook, face-to-face, whatever. And then finally, what are your income streams going to be in your business? If you have those things in place, I think you'll be good. I think if you're brand new, you should start with what your company offers. But if at some point you really do get serious about your business, and most people do not, but if you do get serious about your business, and this is what you want to do with your life for your career, I would encourage you to come up with your own system that is going to do these things for you so that you can work smart in your business and you can get the results that you want and deserve. So in conclusion, it's imperative that you have your own system for your business. There are many different systems that you can create. You can create one from scratch. I would start out using your upline, your plugged-in upline system or your coach's system until you learn the basics and know what you're doing. And then I would put something in place that's going to work for you. If you're only to put one system together, I would recommend you come up with a lead generation system. Because if you don't have leads, this business sucks. Any business sucks without leads. If you have leads and they're good, steady, qualified leads coming in on a daily basis, building the business is fun and it's much easier. So if you do nothing else, I hope to inspire you to create a lead generation system for your business. You can do that through any of the things we covered above, like podcasting, postcards, YouTube, classified ads, Facebook. There are thousands of ways to get leads. You want to pick maybe two or three lead generation strategies that make sense to you and then put together a system that you're going to follow to do that. So what is a system? As we talked about in the beginning, it's just simply a step-by-step process of how you do something. It's not complicated. So let's say that, for example, you're going to use YouTube as a way to generate your leads. Then your system might be post one YouTube video per day, post one YouTube reel per day, and respond and reply to 5 YouTube comments per day. That would be your system. And you do it every single day, 5-6 days a week, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And that's how you get your leads going. If it's postcards, maybe your system would be mail 50 postcards per day and reverse prospect anyone who mails me something in the mail every day. But just come up with something simple. Document it, tweak it, improve it, fine-tune it so that it's going to work for you. Without a system, you probably won't make it in the business. With a system, you have a much better chance. I hope you got some value out of today's training. I hope you learned a little bit about my system for building my business. I hope it helps you. If you check out the links and the resources in the description box below this training, we've got lots of great information there. Also, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I try to post a new video every day, so please check back often. I hope you have a great day. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. See you on the other side.